You're listening to 91.3 WISO, public radio for the Miami Valley. I'm Emily McCord. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. In just a few months, Why So Curious has gotten not one, not two, but four listener questions about the same topic, that bright blue lake off Route 4 in Dayton. John Todd of Fairborn was the first to ask.
Why is it there? What is it? What does it do? What's it for?
And why is it so blue? WYSO's Lewis Wallace takes a dive.
If you haven't seen this man-made lake off Route 4 near downtown, you've got to understand, it's not just blue. It's weird blue-green, like a swimming pool. The color is so out of place in the middle of Dayton, says John Todd.
My youngest, Frankie, he's four, he thinks it's Florida. Like, when we drive by it, he's like, there's Florida.
But John's always been bothered by the fact that Florida is fenced in with no sign on the gate.
It's just, why so secretive, you know?
And he's heard all kinds of theories in his 24 years in Dayton.
My friend's stepdad was a chemist, and he jokingly one night at a party said, that'd be a good place to put a body if you're trying to get rid of a body.
But when Phil Van Atta looks at the blue pond, he doesn't see anything sinister. He sees limestone.
It looks like a blue lagoon.
Van Atta's the head of water supply and treatment for Dayton, and he's driving me around the circumference of the lagoon. Limestone is what's in Dayton's well water, which is very hard and minerally, and Dayton softens its water using quicklime, this whitish stuff that's another form of limestone. What's left over is a limey sludge, which most places that soften water store in lagoons. But Dayton's system is different.
We have a sustainable practice.
The sludge is recycled back into quicklime. Phil Van Atta takes me up a flight of metal stairs at the nearby lime recycling plant. He shows me a bubbling brown vat of water mixed with lime, step one in the process.
We pump the residuals from the water plants into this basin and blow carbon dioxide through here.
Eventually, the resulting quicklime gets dried out in a giant kiln. Then tanker trucks fill up with quicklime pebbles and haul them back to water treatment, where they'll be used again to soften water. But sometimes the lime recycling plant has to close for maintenance, and that's where the Blue Lagoon comes in. For a few weeks out of the year, the lagoon becomes the dumping ground for the limey sludge that normally gets recycled. But the question remains, why is the lagoon that color?
Because of the calcium carbonate in the lagoon.
Calcium carbonate, that's the limestone.
It reflects the sunlight and creates that blue color.
Basically, all clear water looks blue. So that aquamarine on a postcard from Florida is probably blue for the same reason as the Dayton sludge pond. Jim Yoder is with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute.
Very, very small white particles will also scatter blue light very efficiently. And that might even cause an intensification of the blue color or slightly change it to a different shade of blue.
In other words, pale sediments like limestone or discarded shells make it super blue. Ah, I imagine people basking in the sun on the banks of Dayton's Blue Lagoon. Phil Van Atta says, don't do that.
So, but you're saying if you can swim, you could swim in there.
We would discourage such a thing.
The water's not toxic, but you could get stuck in the lime sludge.
Nothing like that has ever happened?
It's not really conducive to that sort of thing. It's not the best place to hang out. I would recommend going to a state park rather than the Route 4 lagoon.
So save your beach towels for that trip to Florida, but enjoy the glow of the Blue Lagoon. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.
That's the latest from Why So Curious, our series where you ask the questions and WYSO reporters jump in. We got questions about the Blue Lagoon from John Todd, Marv Most, Jay Krumholtz, and Todd Wright. What are you curious about? Find Why So Curious at WYSO.org. to submit your question. This is 91.3 WYSO.